This is Dr. Mangia, M-A-N-G-I-A, dictating report of consultation on patient Maria De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N, date of birth 9/30/1961, referring physician Robert Mario, M-M-E-R-E-O-L-E, M-D, 6101, Kennedy Boulevard, East, Suite 1, West, New York, New Jersey, 07093. Dear Dr. Mario, thank you for referring Ms. Maria De Leon, date of birth 9/30/1961, for infectious disease evaluation, period, new paragraph. As you know, Ms. De Leon has been complaining of a relentless cough since December of 2023. She's had thorough workup, including x-rays and CAT scan. She's referred for infectious disease evaluation for further evaluation. Patient denies fever, chills, but complains of cough, which is sometimes productive of yellowish sputum. She denies any chest pain. There's no blood in the sputum. There's no weight loss. No night sweats. No swollen glands. No abdominal pain. No nausea. No vomiting. No diarrhea. No change in bowel habits. No frequency or urgency of urination. No swollen joints. No skin rash. No recent travel. No pets, no exposure to toxins or chemicals, although she does work in a hair salon, she does not come in contact with any of the propellants. Patient had a recent colonoscopy as well as endoscopy, and was found to have polyps, but no signs of severe reflux or gastritis. Patient is originally from Ecuador, but denies any history of tuberculosis. Her past medical history is positive for hypertension, osteoporosis, gout, and a remote history of GERD, G-E-R-D. Review of systems is positive for constipation, headaches, and occasional shortness of breath. A GYN history, patient is postmenopausal, had tubal ligation several years back. Surgical history is also positive for cholecystectomy. The last mammography, 2023, and pap smear up to date, negative. Family history is positive for cancer. The brother who died at age 54 . Mom has hypertension, depression. Medications include Losartan, 25 milligrams PO daily, albuterol, PRN, and vitamin D. Social history, does not smoke, drinks, socially only. No risk factors for AIDS or HIV. The physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed adult female, 4'11", 146 pounds. Temperature 98, pulse 72, blood pressure 110 over 70. Examination of the head, normal cephalic, adramatic, eyes, pupils, equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Extract of the motion is intact, ears normal, nose normal, mouth, pharynx, not injected, tongue midline, no thrush, neck, no rigidity, no thyromegaly, no bruise, no tracheal deviation, no masses, chest, symmetrical expansion bilaterally, air entry bilaterally, clear to auscultation, no adventitious breath sounds heard, except some faint end expiratory wheeze. Heart sounds S1, S2 regular, no murmurs, no rubs, no gallops. PMI, fifth intercostal space, hemiclavicular line. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no masses, no guarding, no rebound. There's no CVA tenderness. There's no guarding. Rectal examination deferred. Extremities reveal no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. Musculature is well preserved. There's no atrophy, no fasciculations. Skin turgor is normal. No rashes, no bumps, no deformities. Neurological examination, cranial nerve 2 to 12 intact, sensory examination within normal limits. Cranial nerve 2 to 12 intact, motor and sensory within normal limits. Chest x-ray revealed no infiltrates. CT chest showed small cluster of tiny nodules in the anterior left upper lobe, consistent with bronchiolitis. Otherwise normal. Recommendation was for repeat CAT scan in 12 months. The impression is chronic cough, etiology to be determined. Concern for possible allergic etiology. Versus a typical pathogen. Patient states that she was treated with Augmentin. Without much relief, although she does state that the cough frequency and severity has diminished, period. Patient will have repeat chest x-ray, TB quantiferon gold, RAST testing. Patient will also be seeing a pulmonologist for pulmonary function tests, HIV tests have not been ordered at this time. Patient states that this was previously done. Patient has been given prescription for doxycycline, 100 milligrams POBID. Patient will follow up in a short interval and results of progress will be forwarded to your attention. Period. New paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and of dictation.